You might think I'm off in some foreign destination. And I am. I'm in Birmingham at the Custard Factory. And I'm here with Sam. And Sam, I met you not so in Easter, actually, it was at the Symphony Hall, and you were doing, you were taking part in a, what was it? It was an interesting festival with an interesting name about creatures and aliens and stuff like that.
Curious sounds in curious places.
And that's what it was. It definitely was, where curious sounds in a curious place.
I was with the 8-Bit Lounge, and we were at the bar where we should be.
And I've also bumped into Connor.
Yeah.
Connor, what do you do?
I make Glitch, and I also, I'm going into air.
You make Glitch?
I make Glitch.
See, some people try to avoid glitches, but you actually go out making them. So you're like a gremlin, really, are you?
Yeah, I guess so.
So what's a glitch? Or what is glitch?
Well, it's a music genre that's based around the audio artifacts that are produced, like, by accident.
Ambient sounds?
Sort of. Except for I do like glitch dance, so it's more upbeat and more to rhythms and stuff.
So like when somebody drops a pan lid on the kitchen floor and it doesn't just go bang, it goes whoa, 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 these, like, sample them and then play them back afterwards, or...?
Well, it's generally made from... I do it with instruments and with my Game Boy.
So if you were playing something like a ukulele, would you be slapping the ukulele and tapping it and flicking it all at the same
time? And then resampling it backwards and doing stuff like that. Most stuff's post-recording.
So can you... You've got a weapon of mass destruction, I see here, which is your uke that you've customised.
Yeah.
Give it a blast. Go on.
I don't know what to play.
And do you sing and speak at all sorts at the same time? Or?
Yeah, sometimes I do. But... I don't really know.
The words escaping you right now.
I don't know. Maybe I should do... I don't know.
So do you make use of digital tools as well to share things like SoundCloud and GarageBand? And...
SoundCloud, Bandcamp, and such like that. YouTube from now and then.
So have you got lots of exciting sounds for people to go out and listen to and download?
Yeah.
And how do they find all these things?
Well, you can find them on Bandcamp. My main Game Boy glitch project was cyfork.bandcamp.com.
Cyfork.
Cyfork.
F-O-R-K.
And my ukulele ambient glitch thing is called Connor Sees All, as in Connor and then Seaside. So Connor Sea. S-A-L-L. Yeah, I don't even think of how it's
called. As I walked over then, you were almost, it seemed like you were teaching Sam Ray here how to play ukulele. Sam, have you met Connor before?
I've been tweeting him all week as part of our YRS.
But you've never met him in real life before?
No, this is today. I saw his Twitter thing on the on his presentation and I bumped into him on the way out and I was like, oh, hi.
Sam, as part of YRS, you've developed an app that uses
a web app.
Tweets to create tones.
Yeah, pretty much. It's called Twit Tone.
A musical accompaniment if you want. Yeah.
It's called Twit Tone. You can find it at twit.tone.brkbrkbrk.com.
So it's twittonebreakbreakbreak.com.
Pretty much, yeah.
So what does it do, precisely?
Converts tweets that you search for into audio tones. It's kind of a little bit unfinished because we only have 4 days to do it. And I was learning the whole web audio API over that week, and that was quite hard to grasp. But I got there in the end, and me and my partner Simon Barnes, we create this together, and basically just returns audio from Twitter, and you can set it on Autofire, and you can basically listen to Twitter in real time.
So it could almost encourage anybody who's on Twitter to create beautiful sounds,
maybe beautiful
or curious sounds in curious places.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's great to meet you guys, and very best of luck in the final.
Thank you.
And we're just going to fade out on a little bit of ukulele playing.